This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. Donald Trump has become the first sitting U.S. president to visit North Korea, stepping across the border during a meeting at the Demilitarized Zone Sunday with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. VOA's Bill Gallo has been covering this from Korea and says it was supposed to be a simple handshake.
Trump had said that this meeting was going to last 2 minutes. However, after meeting and Donald Trump stepped into North Korea, Kim Jong-un came over to the South Korean side. The two leaders went inside and held talks for about 50 minutes. This basically turned into an impromptu summit.
And Gallo says that South Korean President Moon Jae-in lauded Trump's effort.
This is his main policy priority, is engagement with North Korea. And I can say in a less analytical mode even, this is a big priority for many Koreans here in South Korea where I'm at.
Later on Twitter, Trump referred to his meeting with Kim as wonderful and said standing on the soil of North Korea was a great honor. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said Sunday, resumption of trade talks between the U.S. and China is a very big deal, but acknowledged there is no immediate proposal or prospect for a deal between the two largest economies. He said negotiators had reached agreement on 90% of a new deal by early May before talks broke down in what turned out to be a seven-week stalemate. U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed Saturday on the sidelines of the Group of 20 Economic Summit in Japan to restart negotiations, but Kudlow admitted that the last 10% could be the toughest, with such unresolved issues as cyber attacks and technology transfer. This is VOA News. The Taliban and the United States are both said to be making serious efforts to conclude a draft text that could lay the ground for finding a political settlement to the 18-year-long war in Afghanistan. This is the seventh round of talks in the nearly year-long dialogue. The discussions in Qatar to hammer out the deal continued uninterrupted for almost 12 hours on the opening day Saturday, according to the spokesman for the Taliban's negotiating team. U.S. and Taliban negotiators are still working on the draft agreement, he told VOA Sunday, adding that the discussions are expected to continue into the next several days. The talks have primarily focused on guarantees the Taliban will not allow insurgent-controlled Afghan territory to be used for international terrorism and for U.S.-led NATO troops to withdraw. The International Organization for Migration says more than 32,000 migrants worldwide have died or gone missing between 2014 and 2018. But as Lisa Schlein reports for VOA, the global figures underestimate the true nature and extent of the problem, as many migrant deaths are never reported.
The UN Migration Agency says its statistics paint a very grim picture of the perils awaiting the hundreds of thousands of refugees and migrants risking their lives in search of protection or a better life. The report shows nearly 18,000 people have died or gone missing in the Mediterranean between 2014 and 2018. It says the remains of almost two-thirds of those victims have not been found. Rohingya refugees comprise the vast majority of the 2,200 deaths recorded in Southeast Asia, and most of the 288 deaths recorded in South Asia since 2014 were of Afghan migrants. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Mexican immigration officials say they have returned 81 migrants to Haiti after attending to technical considerations and seeing to the security of the captain of the plane taking them to the Caribbean nation. Local media reported that several Haitians had tried to flee the plane. Mexico is under intense pressure to reduce the flow of migrants traveling through the country to reach the U.S. Albanians are heading to the polls amid high tensions between the ruling and opposition parties and a tug of war between the country's prime minister and the president. The main opposition parties are boycotting the June 30th municipal elections, accusing the socialist-led government of Prime Minister Edi Rama of previous electoral fraud and corruption. Rama and his government have denied the allegations and insisted on holding the vote, even after the president said he was postponing it. Preliminary results are expected July 1st. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News. R&B.